This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a list of the best audiobooks and narrators of the year in the areas of children and family listening. Then we have reviews in children and family listening, including an earphones-winning review of Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate. It's read by Nancy Lenari. I also have an author interview with Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, and a review of her latest book, The War I Finally Won. It's an earphones winner, read by Jane Entwistle. Let's get right to it. Children and family listening, the best of the best, narrators and audiobooks. Our first selection is The Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora. It's written by Pablo Cartaya, and it's read by the author. Then we have The Ethan I Was Before by Ali Standish, read by Kirby Hayborn. Kirby Hayborn has this to say about recording the book. Through memorable characters and beautiful prose, The Ethan I Was Before shows us that we are not defined by our past mistakes. And that's Kirby Hayborn on The Ethan I Was Before. Our next review is Flying Lessons and Other Stories. It's edited by Ellen O, and it's got multiple narrators. And here's what we have from our reviewer. There's a story for every listener in this lively and winning anthology from We Need Diverse Books. Next, we have on our list Freedom Over Me by Ashley Bryan, read by multiple narrators. Friend Shape by Amy Krauss Rosenthal, also read by multiple narrators. Then we have Hello Universe by Erin Entrada Kelly, read by Ramon Diocampo and Amy Lynn Albayera. Here's what Ramon has to say about recording Hello Universe. Anyone who's ever felt lost will connect to this rare and beautiful piece. Our next choice in children and family listening is I'm New Here by Anne Sibley O'Brien, read by multiple narrators. Then we have In the Shadow of the Sun, also by Anne Sibley O'Brien, read by Jackie Chung. My Brigadista Year by Katherine Patterson, read by Frankie Corzo. Next, we have The Playbook by Kwame Alexander, read by Rufin Prentice. Our next one is A Poem for Peter by Andrea Davis Pinckney. It's read by Channie Waits, and our narrator has this to say about A Poem for Peter. Narrator Channie Waits is quick to establish the rhythms and emotions of this tribute to Ezra Jack Keats. And the next we have See You in the Cosmos, written by Jackie Cheng and read by a full cast. She Persisted, written and read by Chelsea Clinton. The Ship of the Dead by Rick Riordan, read by Michael Crouch. Trombone Shorty by Troy Andrews, read by Dion Graham. The War I Finally Won by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, read by Jane Entwistle. And Writing Radar, written and read by Jack Gantos. And that concludes our selections for children and family listening, the best audiobooks and narrators of 2017. Now we will go to our reviews in children and family listening, and our first review is an earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. And I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Wonderling by Mira Bartok, an Earphones winner read by Simon Vance. Whatever your age, the adventures of part human, part animal number 39 and Trinket in Mira Bartok's steampunk Otherworld are captivating. Add Simon Vance's enthusiastic narration, and this is an audiobook to be cherished. The plot, which is unique while paying homage to David Copperfield, Wind in the Willows, and other classics, sets our groundlings, mild-mannered part badger number 39 and flightless bird Trinket, in a horrible orphanage. After a madcap, daring escape, they search for Trinket's family and number 39's destiny. Set in a world of horse-drawn carriages, insect machines, and flying bicycles, as well as humans and groundlings, the tale offers Vance a chance to invent a myriad of voices and to support the action with his usual attentive pacing. The results will charm young and old alike. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of The Wonderling by Mira Bartok, an Earphones winner read by Simon Vance. It's available from Brilliance Audio Candlewick for 9.5 hours unabridged. Next we have The Wizards of Once. It's written by Cressida Crowell, an Earphones winner read by David Tennant. David Tennant's atmospheric narration reflects this dark and twisted tale. It's the story of Zar, son of the King of Wizards, who cannot even cast a spell. Also of Wish, a daughter of the Queen of a warrior tribe that does not want magic in the land. But Wish has a magical object. Tennant creates a distinct voice for each of the characters. His reading of the witty dialogue and descriptions builds a world that immerses listeners in the story. Listeners will be engrossed while waiting to find out what happens next for Zar, Wish, and all of their friends. Carrie Griffin wrote that review of The Wizards of Once by Cressida Cowell, an Earphones winner read by David Tennant. It's available from Hachette Audio for 6 hours unabridged, ages eight and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is My Brigadista Year. It's written by Katherine Patterson and it's read by Frankie Corzo. In 1961, Castro successfully deployed hundreds of thousands of young people to bring literacy to all Cubans within 1 year. This fictionalized account features Laura, a 13-year-old brigadista from Havana, who is assigned to teach, live, and work with an illiterate mountain family of farmers. Frankie Corzo's narration is spot on. Her accented English is warm and clear, and her precise enunciation reflects the character of the intelligent and dutiful Laura, who believes firmly in her role as a teacher and literacy revolutionary for her country. Corzo's gentle voice communicates Laura's tenderness for her family and young brothers, her impatience with a fellow brigadista's romantic distractions, and her joyful pride as the adults under her tutelage learn to write their names, an inspirational and little-known piece of history. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of My Brigadista Year by Katherine Patterson. It's read by Frankie Corzo, available from Brilliance Audio for 4 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have The Ship of the Dead, Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, Book 3 by Rick Riordan, read by Michael Crouch. You wouldn't necessarily think that a desperate and dangerous quest to prevent Ragnarok, the great battle at the end of the world, would be funny, but there are plenty of laugh-out-loud moments in this third Magnus Chase audiobook. As Magnus, narrator Michael Crouch hits the tone just right. He also gives distinct voices to the diverse cast of characters, including Magnus's compatriots, his talking sword, and all the Norse gods and giants they encounter. One of the most effective things Crouch does is change his pacing to indicate when characters are communicating in sign language, ensuring that the listener is never confused. Crouch is the third narrator to tackle this appealing Stonewall Award-winning series, and if it continues, one hopes that Crouch will return to the helm. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of The Ship of the Dead, Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, Book 3, by Rick Riordan. It's read by Michael Crouch, and it's available from Listening Library for 13 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Writing Radar. Using your journal to snoop out and craft great stories. It's written and read by Jack Gantos. With conspiratorial enthusiasm, author Jack Gantos assures kids that they can write great stories. The secret is being a good listener, tuning in to all the interesting stuff happening in the world around you, and writing it down in a journal. Kids will find in Gantos a funny, inspiring, supportive, and confiding teacher. Gantos' passion and excitement are infectious, as he offers advice on mining daily life and interactions for story ideas, and shares examples of his own stories from when he was a young writer. An accompanying PDF includes illustrations, word lists, and writing exercises. This audiobook is a valuable tool to use in classrooms and is a welcome encouragement for any budding young writer. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of Writing Radar, Using Your Journal to Snoop Out and Craft Great Stories. It's written and read by Jack Gantos, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 3.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. This is a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's December-January issue. It's the issue where we tell you the best of the best in audiobooks and narrators. Okay, continuing now with our reviews in children and family listening, we have A Teeny Tiny Halloween. It's by Lauren L. Wohl, read by Elizabeth Rogers. Listeners will settle for a Halloween-focused teeny tiny woman story that is not too frightening while being a whole lot of fun. Narrator Elizabeth Rogers quietly yet firmly emphasizes the words teeny tiny, and her descriptions of the howling of the wind and the darkness of the house have a scary edge to them. With each repetition, Rogers builds suspense through her tone. Sound effects are matched precisely to the details of each scene, such as the rustling of leaves and the clatter of pots and pans. What is the teeny tiny woman up to with her cookie sheet and wooden spoon? What will the children find under the huge pile of leaves? Halloween surprises await. Ann Ritchie wrote that review of A Teeny Tiny Halloween by Lauren L. Wohl. It's an earphones winner read by Elizabeth Rogers, available from Live Oak Media for 11 minutes, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Next we have Victor Schmud, Total Expert. Let's do a thing. It's written by Jim Benton, and it's an earphones winner read by Johnny Heller. Johnny Heller gives an out-of-this-world performance as the imaginative and intrepid Victor Schmud, Jim Benton, author of the Fanny K. Stein and Dear Dumb Diary series, brings more outrageous fun with his new child protagonist, whom Heller entertainingly portrays with vivid animation. Heller combines childlike innocence and silliness with a debonair sophistication to convey Victor's unique blend of confidence and charm, especially when he's sweet-talking his teacher, Mrs. Nozzleburp. A dignified British accent for the alien captain that kidnaps Victor after confusing him for a strategy expert is just one of the many humorous voices Heller provides to the mélange of oddball characters. This short and fun listening experience is a definite thing to do. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Victor Schmud, Total Expert, Let's Do a Thing. It's written by Jim Benton, an earphones winner from Johnny Heller. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 42 minutes unabridged, ages 8 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Wish Tree. It's by Catherine Applegate, read by Nancy Lenari, and it's an earphones winner. It's easy to suspend disbelief with Nancy Lenari's animated reading of this story. She quickly engages listeners with the authoritative viewpoint of Red, an oak tree who knows the habits of the many animals she shelters. Lenari is equally successful in voicing the tenderness Red has for the humans who hang wishes from her branches. Lenari marks Red's concern when Muslims move into the neighborhood and someone carves "leave" into her bark. She responds to human actions with acerbic puzzlement. 216 things and I still haven't figured them out. Conveying the author's wit and humor, Lenari keeps the story from being heavy-handed. Especially memorable are her vivid portrayals of minor characters, especially Bongo, a sarcastic crow who is Red's best friend. This is a fabulous family listen. That review was by Susie Wild. It is of Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate, an earphones winner read by Nancy Lenari. It's available from Listening Library for 3.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, now let's have an interview with Kimberly Brubaker Bradley. Those who listen to Kimberly Brubaker Bradley's The War I Finally Won may be surprised to find they love it even more than her award-winning first book, The War That Saved My Life. Both books tell the story of a young Londoner named Ada who is sent to the English countryside during World War II. Bradley herself has been surprised by the book on several occasions. She called her editor Jessica Dandino Garrison after her mother read an advance copy of the sequel. "Jess," she said, "you'll never believe this, but my mom thinks The War I Finally Won is better than the first book." "That's weird," her equally startled editor replied. "Mine does, too." Bradley didn't expect her second book would be hard to write. "I knew what was happening. I knew the characters and the basic structure, and I had the voice already. But it was the hardest thing I've ever done." She and her editor worked on 9 full revisions before they were satisfied. "It took a long time, and we made so many changes. But after hanging out with the completed story for a couple of months, I liked The War I Finally Won better, and I didn't expect that. The ending of the book pleases me enormously. The difference between Ada at the start of the second book and at the end was what I was trying to achieve all along. There's continuity in Ada's healing and growth in the two books. She suffers from her clubfoot, Mam's cruelty, limited experiences and difficulties imposed by war, but in both stories, she grows in her understanding of the world, and she's never a victim. I want kids to know that you can be resilient and you don't have to be defined by your circumstances," she says. In touring, a lot of children had told her about their difficult lives. "One wanted to know how to manage hard things, and I said, I don't know how you manage because everyone's hard things are different, but I know it's possible to get through them, that you can find a way out." Bradley's fans will be happy to learn she's considering a third book. The most likely narrative character is Ruth, but I haven't gotten far enough to decide when the book would start. If I use Ruth, I have a whole lot of choices. I could start in Germany, I could start at Bletchley, I could start anywhere in between. Ruth, a brilliant German-Jewish refugee, changes Ada and is changed by her. Originally, Ruth started out as a minor character, But we kept giving her more and more of a role, and she entered earlier and earlier in the narrative. Bradley is an audiobook lover. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, she says, and I mostly get them from the library because I'm so picky about the narrators. A lot of times when I'm on a trip, I'll take out an audiobook and then go back and read the book when I come home because I just don't like the narrator. Several of her books have come out on audio, and she's always been happy with them, but she thinks Jane Entwistle's reading of The War That Saved My Life is brilliant. I would go around town listening to the audio, and I'd stop at the grocery store and have tears streaming down my face because, to me, Jane's voice is the voice I heard in my head when I wrote the book. It's the only time it's ever matched like that. She's perfect at giving all the characters the right nuances. I love listening to her. Bradley was super pleased when Entwistle won the 2016 Odyssey Award for her narration. We met because of that, as we both had to give speeches. We play off each other very well, so Listening Library had us tour together. She read a section of the book, and I'd dissolve into tears, and then she'd dissolve into tears. We were just a giant mess. At the time of this interview, Bradley had not heard Entwistle's newest recording. Her copy of The War I Finally Won arrived after her book tour. I know it's waiting for me when I get home, and I'm dying to hear it, she says. Susie Wild conducted that interview with Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, and here's a review of The War I Finally Won, an Earphones winner, read by Jane Entwistle. Jane Entwistle narrated Bradley's earlier book, The War That Saved My Life. Her narration of the sequel cements the book's connection. Entwistle recognizes the character's complexities, particularly Ada's. Ada, the heroine, has survived living with a club foot and her mam's cruelty. Now comes her healing. Entwistle gives a layered portrayal of Ada's strength and distrust, showing her need for intellectual and emotional growth. Fortunately, Ada is now surrounded by characters who care about her in rural England. Each is complex and all face emotional struggles as World War II continues. Entwistle presents their subtleties and Ada's dawning perceptions of them. Gradually and believably, Entwistle shows Ada's courage as she takes risks that broaden her experiences and elicit her compassion. The poignancy of this story is stunning, as are the author's wit and eloquence, and Entwistle captures both. Susie Wild wrote that review of The War I Finally Won. It's written by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, an Earphones winner read by Jane Entwistle. It's available from Listening Library for 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we are back to our reviews. And our next review is The Emperor's Ostrich. It's by Julie Berry, read by Jane Entwistle. Jane Entwistle is a splendid as dairy-maid begonia who is helpful to her mother when their cow, Alfalfa, disappears. Begonia must find her. En route, she encounters a delightfully talkative key, a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic and finder of things. Rich descriptions of the countryside and the people they pass sparkle with Entwistle's delivery. Her best creation is Lumi, an arrogant stranger who is riding an ostrich. It turns out the ostrich has fallen in love with Alfalfa. Listeners will especially enjoy the story as Begonia warms to Lumi and positively influences him. A subplot involves the kingdom's missing emperor and his ancestor spirits, all of whom sound both convincing and otherworldly. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of The Emperor's Ostrich by Julie Berry, read by Jane Entwistle. It's from Listening Library for 7.25 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next review is Freedom in Congo Square by Carol Boston Weatherford, read by J.D. Jackson. History meets art in this musical and poetic account of a week in the life of enslaved African in 19th century New Orleans. Narrator J.D. Jackson's baritone is the perfect instrument to deliver the rhyming couplets that describe each weekday of plantation life. During the grueling days of Monday through Saturday, his narration is accompanied by the sounds of snorting hogs, splitting logs, snapping whips, scrubbing brushes, all with the purposefully unsettling, gentle music of white slave owners as background accompaniment. But on Sunday afternoons, when the enslaved are allowed to congregate freely in Congo Square, birds sing and rhythmic drumming accompanies an uplifting poem of freedom, even if only for an afternoon. A foreword and author's note offer historical context. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of Freedom in Congo Square. It's by Carol Boston Weatherford, read by J.D. Jackson, and it's available from Dreamscape for 14 minutes of unabridged listening. That concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll tune in next time when I will have a list of the best audiobooks and narrators of the year in the area of young adult listening. We will follow that with reviews in young adult listening, including Earphones winning reviews of The Book of Dust, La Belle Sauvage by Philip Pullman, read by Michael Sheen, Genuine Fraud by E. Lockhart, read by Rebecca Soler, and Soldier Boy by Keeley Hutton, read by Kevin R. Free, with an afterword by Ricky Anuar. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.